Welcome to Coming Off the Reels. My name is Drew Martin.
I'm Ryan Benson.
I'm Sean McLean.
And I'm Roy King.
And we are still at the cabin for our Cabin Chronicles series of episodes. And Ryan just won the game of Strike, and he picked...
Psycho Gorman.
And do you want to give us a quick synopsis on what this movie's about?
It's very weird. Like, it's like two, like, preteen kids who, like, find, like, almost, like, a, like, asteroid who is landing in their backyard, and they dig it up, and it turns out to be, like, a villain, I guess?
It, like, unlocks a portal or unlocks some kind of containment cell.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a portal. It was strange. Kind of like a coffin, almost.
Yeah, like, some kind of...
Like, some, like, galactic destroyer type. Like, he's definitely, like, a bad guy.
Yeah.
Right? And then he has this gemstone that the little girl, Mimi, gets a hold of. And that gives her control over this monster.
Yes.
Which leads to a variety of situations.
She finds that right. She finds that right away. He is not like when they dig up the dirt, he is not in it. Like, he is not in the dirt they dig up.
No, it's a portal.
It was some kind of like.
Well, I thought because the next day there was a big hole, like the hole was dug back up with like claw marks and stuff.
Yeah, like it's more like I think almost like how like in Superman where they had like the Phantom Zone, like it's a containment, some sort of like prison.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
And like when Mimi took the gem out, it unlocked that prison or that whatever containment cell that he was in. And freed him.
Okay, but yes. It wasn't like a cocoon or something. He wasn't. His body wasn't laying in stasis.
Because it was just like it was like a circular.
I guess I misunderstood that.
But. It looked like it was almost like a mine. Like it was a circular.
It was like a hell mouth.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Perfect analogy.
So by removing the gem, they opened the hell mouth. Boom.
There you go.
Villain appears.
Yes. I completely understand now, actually.
Just needed a reference.
Yeah.
Just needed a reference point.
So, they bring forth this monster, but Mimi gets control because she holds on to the gem. And we haven't even talked about the... Anyway, so it's the comedy that ensues with giving a young girl control of a...
demonic being, yeah.
Yes, hell-bent on destroying all living creatures in the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This movie was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. Right. It was like really low budget, but also looked kind of awesome at the same time.
Definitely.
The makeup and like the actual like practical creatures that were used were very
like that,
odd.
That
but like,
weird alien like council. I loved those scenes. They were so weird.
And like the one that had like the brain that was in like
just
a glass.
In the glass. And like So the villain or hero, villain turned hero, Psycho Gorman, PG for short. When he is awakened, the Council of Templars is also like made aware of his presence. And so there's like this head Templar who looks kind of
like Valkyrie kind of
thing. Yeah.
Oh, I thought she looked awesome.
Yeah.
And so the rest of the crew of this like Templar committee is like they're really like Farscape rejects.
Yeah, it's almost like I just equated it to like kind of like Power Rangers like villains.
That's what I kept thinking the whole time. Yeah,
in the same
Power
like
Rangers,
the same realm, the same.
Especially like, at the very end of the film where
like sparks are flying. I'm like, this is straight up Power
Rangers. Sparks were a great. If they were trying to nod to Power Rangers, that was a really great way of doing it.
I mean, yeah, these were. It was like almost like a very demented version of Power Rangers.
Even like some of that music, like you were saying,
the guitar riffs were definitely
And those are I wouldn't have gotten those because I didn't watch enough Power Rangers. But definitely some of the fighting things where, like they would hit him and then like the reaction to the hit would be like doing like a corkscrew like seven times. Like okay, it's very Power Rangers-y.
Mm-hmm.
So like. I just have to get right to the best part. and that is that Mimi, she's trying to teach Psycho Gorman about the world, and so she brings him a television and she brings him some magazines, and he's like, you know, what am I going to do with these magazines? She's like, well, what about the hunky boys? And he's like, look, he's like, I'm not into hunky boys. Or am I?
Just the longing glance,
yes,
at like a magazine ad for perfume or something. Oh, man.
Or do
I? Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, so good.
I do not care about hunky boys.
We all just like erupted in laughter. God. I missed a good 5 minutes of the movie after that because I was just like laughing yeah. so hard.
Oh my! It was.
And then at the so end, when the Templar destroyed his magazines.
Not my hunky boys.
The girl in the film is the star of the film.
Oh, she kills everything.
So good.
She owned this movie. Yes. Yes.
Like, her delivery was so over the top and just, like, almost non sequitur. Like, she was just, like, almost like a completely other movie. I mean, she was just delivering lines. You're like, man, she is just going for
like, it. Like, super, super campy. Like, she owned every scene. It was actually very, very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't just, like, a bad actor.
No, it was.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, she made choices that were fantastic.
Yes.
But I felt that way, like, about a lot of the characters, that they all felt like they were in, like, other movies. Like, that maybe they didn't secretly know what each other was doing, but, like, the dad, who was also just completely bananas.
Yeah.
And so the mom's like, you know, Greg, what'd you do to the microwave? Made my family a delicious meal? Well, you know, like, you blew up everything. You made a huge mess. You're welcome. And then just a long like shot of him, yeah. And he's just like, you're welcome.
And he, like, teared up.
I know. And they just like, hold on him. And
it's
like,
so weird.
He's like, I made dinner for my family.
It's just like, what's going
on? Oh, man. Every choice, every decision made was, like, the most ridiculous choice.
Yes.
Possible.
Correct. Well, and then, like, at one point, there's, like, they break into song. And then it's like, it almost straight up feels like a sitcom where, like, it's like, oh, these two kids are controlling this dark entity. It's like, what shenanigans are they going to get into this week? And it's...
Oh, when they, like, played the like, the band
Yeah, sequence? And they're, like, walking the dogs and they're,
holy
like...
Holy crap. Like, PG on the drums.
Oh, my God.
Was
so good.
Hilarious.
And we haven't talked, like, Mimi has a crush on, like, one of her brother's friends named Alistair. And, like, Alistair is not giving her the time of day. So, eventually, like, you know, PG's like, hey, I once convinced someone to love someone else. Do you want me to do the same thing? And she's like, yes. And then it cuts to him just being a huge brainy blob with, like, it looks like Krang from the Ninja Turtles.
Like,
yeah. Made like, out of paper mache.
Yes. 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 A giant Krang, yeah, with huge,
like,
eyeballs.
Walks off on the field, and it's just like that wide
waddling
shot with him just walking off in the distance.
This, like, movie is just batshit crazy, but in the best way.
Yeah, I thought
way.
That somebody had dosed me with something. About 10 minutes into this movie, I was like, what? Good pick, though. It was super fun.
Yes. And I mean,
very fun.
Some of, like, the special effects were, like, straight up out of, like, those, like, Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Like, some of them, like, the portal realms, like, when he was transporting through, I'm like, oh, that looks totally like Annihilation.
In a lot of ways, this felt like, and I mean this as a compliment to the movie, it feels like a group of high school kids making a movie on the weekend.
For sure. For sure.
Does that make sense? Like, yeah. A lot of the practical effects are like, oh, I've got this trash bag of blood, and we're going to blow up a head, you know?
Yes.
And I loved it. I thought it was so funny.
All right, so how did you find this movie?
I don't even really honestly remember, like...
It found you,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You were digging around in the backyard.
Yeah, found
a Psycho Gorman, yeah. What is
just
this?
Just, like, literally, like, just looking at Rotten Tomatoes reviews and, like... Just watching maybe a couple of trailers and being like, I'm looking for something a little low budget. And I was like, I'll give it a try.
You succeeded, sir.
Yes.
Quite the gem.
Because I would watch some of those films and be like, it's... I get it. Like, some of the Rotten Tomatoes stuff are like, oh, well, it's low budget, so it's good because it's low budget.
Yeah.
And this one was like, oh, I don't know. Like, listen, Uncle Peckerhead's also really good.
Is it?
Low budget. But there are other ones where they'll be like, oh, it's low budget, so it's good, and I'll watch them and be like, eh. I don't know.
Yeah.
Your low budgetness is to your detriment to you.
Yeah.
But I wonder how low budget this actually was, this movie that we're talking about now. Because it's new. It just came out, but it's like took place in the 80s or 90s?
Yeah. Well, they're playing a lot of Nintendo 64. Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't tell what games.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if there's anything that makes it a particular year.
I got the same like impression. Like it kind of felt like it follows where you can't really where it's at. It's
retro-ish,
but like but you know, it's
they're paying homage to it.
Yeah. But I think that helped. I think it served what they were trying to do.
There's a timeless feature to it where you're not gonna get. Like, oh, the technology in this is dated, so it's like, oh, okay, it doesn't hold up. But now you kind of have that timelessness. Like, mm-hmm. there is, you can pump this up in
like the cheesy, 20 years. The cheesy CG in a movie that takes place in the, like, 90s is a little bit more forgiving than if it took place today.
Sure.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I thought that was kind of a smart move.
Yeah,
on
for
the
sure.
director's part.
I was did look up the guy. I was trying to see if I'd seen anything else that he did, and the only thing I like really recognized was he did the latest Leprechaun movie.
Mm. Oh.
Which was supposed to be...
The WWE one?
I think so. It was supposed to be a little bit better, but I think I tried to watch it, and I got about 10 minutes in, and...
I didn't even try to watch it.
Either. Probably just fell asleep, because...
Yeah. Mm.
I haven't watched a Leprechaun movie in a very long time.
I just remember Leprechaun in the Hood, and I was like...
The very first one with Ice-T and...
Jennifer Aniston
was like the very first one.
I think the last one I watched was the one in Vegas.
Is there one in space?
I think there's one in space.
Maybe.
I think all those monsters.
They're
go
all
to
bad.
Space
the
eventually.
Leprechaun movies are all bad.
Michael Myers hasn't been in space.
Hmm.
I don't
Give
know
it
how
time.
That would work. Yeah.
Maybe
Halloween
maybe
ends.
Maybe Halloween ends. We'll
in
go to space.
God, I hope so. the gore in this movie is also fantastic. I mean, it's all over the top. Like, it doesn't look like it's not realistic gore.
No,
it's everybody is a water balloon full of blood and gravy and chunks of meat.
I tell you, there are some scenes like there's one where Psycho Gorman stumbles upon like these three thugs and he dispatches two of them. And then one, he says like he's going to make him live forever, and like he puts him in this like kind of like stasis, and like his eyes just keep rolling in the back of his head, and it's a truly like creepy looking shot. And then all of a sudden like he falls over and explodes in this just like huge pool of blood, and like there's even parts
Thank
where
you.
Like his yeah and yeah. he's like his mouth is moving, like it's just like little like flap of his mouth, like thank you.
Oh, that was gross.
Yeah,
but he's like, no, my use my masterpiece.
Oh, can we talk about the cop that he turned into one of his minions?
he very much like reminded me of a putty from going back to the Power Rangers.
Yes.
Like the way he moved around.
Yeah. But like, he's like, his face is like almost melted off, and like the gun has become part of his hand. And at one point they're walking through the forest, and like he hands Mimi this like folded up note. It was like, oh,
like a little Valentine.
Little note. And she opens it up and it says, please kill me, written in his blood. You're like, jeez, what is this movie?
It is at times very dark, but very humorous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I really
as darkly humorous as you could ever anticipate a movie to be.
Right. Yeah, it never gets too dark. Like, they never let it be like, you know, I mean, I would say maybe even the darkest part is just the cop actually pulling the trigger, trying to kill himself, and then just being like,
I can't do it. I'm
I can't
already
do
undead.
Anything right.
That sound he kept making, like, Aah! Oh, just choices all around, and they were all supremely wonderful.
I really loved the ending.
Yeah.
So, like, after the Templar is gone, and, like, they saved the day, quote-unquote, and PG has his gem back, and he promises to to spare the family of his wrath. And he's like, okay, I'm off to destroy the galaxy. And he makes a portal to another town. And he's like, goodbye, family. And he walks through the portal.
And like, immediately
starts destroying everything.
He blows Mimi blows him a kiss, and then he blows one right back. And then he's like,
it's just like this really sweet moment. And he walks through the portal, just starts flinging fire at everything. Oh, with like a little pep in his step. It was so funny.
And then they're like, okay, well, we don't want to end on that, you know, dire note. So it cuts to Alistair's family. They're like, Alistair, come in here for dinner. And then here's like a 90-second unbroken shot of Krang eating a salad. Just whipping tentacles around trying to get lettuce into his mouth.
And the parents are nonplussed. Like, they are just, that's our son.
Unfazed.
Big brain.
At least Alistair's eating some greens.
Yeah, they're still taking care of him.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Smart. Good parenting.
You like to see that.
Yeah, I mean, veggies are good for the brain, so, you know.
Look at the big brain on Alistair.
Look at those set of thoughts, huh?
Those big eyes. Those big googly eyes. Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Fantastic. I mean.
That was a super fun movie.
We were watching it, and about, you know, right after the, you know, I'm not into hunky boys, right? Whatever. He's like, it was immediately, just getting on and buying a copy. No, this has got to be forever. This is a forever purchase.
It's all Drew needed to see. He's like, yep, I'm in.
That was the moment.
I was like, you know, it's funny. It's dark. It's a PG sexual awakening. Like, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
Any other random parts you liked? Thoughts?
I mean, I go back to just like the creatures, like what Creatures FX is, I think, the ones that designed all of the, you know, the different like monsters and stuff. And there's at one point PG like summons his dark minions or something like that to come and like avenge him or like help save him. And they all turn on him like, what? No, what are you doing? Like, we wanted you to stay in prison. You know, we're free. We can rule the galaxy and we all get to be king. I mean, the one lead guy is like, it's my turn this week. And he's got like this disjointed crown on his head. And they all turn on him and like start beating up PG. And Mimi's like, nope, say you're sorry before I let you, you know, defeat these guys. And he's like, I'm truly sorry. I, you know, tried to kill you. It's like, all right, go for it. And then like PG just lays waste to all of these. I mean, and it's just, like I said, straight up gory Power Rangers. And it just,
that,
limbs get lopped
scene
off.
Specifically was heavy on the Power Rangers.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
It
was great.
One of the villains there was it seemed like a giant bucket of body parts that its fighting technique was just spraying blood on Psycho Gorman.
Well, like, and then there was one, like, they had like the dramatic swell of like the music, and it's just like, you know, guitar riffs and everything like that. And then you've got the bucket of blood creature that's like shooting Psycho Gorman with all his blood. And then like it peels back like a wide shot, and you just see it without any music, and you watch the kids and they're just like, the hell is going on? And they're just looking at the ridiculousness of it. And it's just, they did that a lot of times in this movie, and every single time I think it paid off. It was just great.
Agreed.
I really liked when the brother and sister, like, they have a contentious relationship throughout, and they have their nice makeup moment, and they're hugging, and I like that they're hugging, and just in the background, it's Psycho Gorman fighting with the the Templar woman.
Yeah.
And it's just like a long, beautiful embrace, and then just a ridiculous fight in the background. But another one of those examples where they let the shot play out much longer than you should.
Yes.
And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a nice moment. Fighting with the sword that he pulled out of her body. Like, he pulled her spine out and made a
pulled
sword.
Pulled off one of her horns or whatever, too. Yeah.
That was so crazy.
Like, I mean, we describe this movie, but really, you have to watch it.
Yeah.
To, like, us telling you about it doesn't do it justice. Like, go seek out this movie. It's just...
I really loved the look of the Templar.
Yeah.
Like, she had this white armor on. She had these big, like, white wings. And, like, the things that came out of her eyes.
Like, the horns.
The horn things that started, like, in her eyes and came up. I thought it all looked like really, really cool. And then the wings that like folded in and became her sword. I thought like, whoa, I was like, oh, that looks pretty awesome. And then her sword was wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty rad.
We haven't even talked about Crazy Ball.
Oh my God. Crazy Ball.
I still don't know the rules 100% other than like a handful of like random things. Like you have to get to 67 points and it's like, if the ball hits each other, like the first person to get punched ends up like losing or like
that's the switcheroo.
Right, they get all the other team's points.
That's right.
Plus one.
Plus one. It's like a like messed up dodgeball.
Yes. Yeah.
And what's the drinking game that they play on New Girl? That reminded me of that.
Something Presidents.
True Americans.
True Americans, that's right. Yeah.
Just like a nonsense game, yes. But like they know the rules, but we can't follow it.
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
But I like, though, that it became like the every iteration of explaining it. It's just like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
The Templar's like, I don't know. And then it's her counsel, and the guy's just like, I do not understand sports.
Just like me.
I really connected with that guy.
Sports. Right? I was like, now you got me on board. Mm-hmm. All right.
Every sporting match is basically Crazy Ball.
I thought maybe you'd like, you know, it would be like this switch that flipped in your head where you're like, guys, I totally get Crazy Ball. And you're just like, Doogie Howser, and you know it all. And you're like, this was my game. I was waiting all my life.
I've been waiting for this moment. Yeah, we should play it.
All right.
Tomorrow. First thing in the morning.
There we go.
Sounds good.
Man, I don't even want to pick a movie this weekend because this is kind of a high water mark and it's like, let's just pack up and go home.
Yeah. I mean the last two, those are two pretty strong entries.
That's correct.
Very similar.
Friends. Oh yes.
Thematically.
Yep.
The tone is the same.
No.
But you're not going to know because we're not going to post these in the right order and you'll never know the order.
Oh.
All right. Final thoughts except for our overwhelming praise for Psycho Gorman?
It's great.
Yeah, it's
super fun.
It's a movie that you have to watch.
Watch in a group if you can.
Yes. Yeah.
Though apparently not, like Slax is not going to be as good as Psycho Gorman.
It's a little more serious.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
That's interesting.
It's more grounded. Is that what you're trying to tell?
These killer pants are in a universe that could happen.
It's more business casual.
Nice.
Just cracked myself up on that.
There you go. Good job, Roy.
All right. Well, then, Roy, where can they find us?
Find us on our website, comingoffthereels.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Coming Off The Reels and on Twitter at Off The Reels. So check any of those out. Also on our website, check out our merch tab. We've got some fun stuff out there for you. And with the holidays coming up, it's always a good time for some gift given. Send us an email, comingoffthereels@gmail.com, if you have any suggestions on future episodes you'd like us to do. We do appreciate any of those. If you would like to support the show, just simply rate and review us wherever you like to listen, wherever you like your podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review. We do appreciate every single one. Thank you all for listening. Thanks to Josh Rodenberg for original theme. Did I leave anything out?
No.
Every time I like changed up my order on things, and every time I do that, I'm like, oh, I missed something.
I know, but that's how people know. Like every time, it's a little bit unique. Yeah.
You know what, guys? It is different every time.
Right.
I say this every time, so you get an original performance.
There you go. There you go.
Well, Drew, you can find us on our website at.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you do it monotone, just completely like no inflection whatsoever.
That'll be the just pre-recorded.
Yeah, you can find us at
Twitter at Off The Reels.
Like, sound like a voice operated.
Special thanks to Josh Roden for our original theme. You can check us out on comingoffthereels.com, like
or Facebook or Twitter.
Dial 1 for recommendation.
Ooh,
there you go.
Well, all right. Well, until next time, from the middle of nowhere, Kentucky, in a cabin in the woods.
Stay tuned for the next
Cabin
Chronicles.
My name is Drew Martin.
I'm Ryan Vincent.
I'm Sean McClain.
And I'm Roy King.
And this is Ben coming off the reels.